The Petaluma Radio Players.
Like talking on air.
And now, the Petaluma Radio Players, located just north of the Golden Gate Bridge in Northern California's Sonoma County, bring you another provocative radio drama from their home on www.kpca.fm. Our drama during this week's presentation contains nudity by Auckland, New Zealand playwright Rex McGregor, set in a nursing home where spending one's twilight years is taken to an entirely new dimension. Who knew rest homes could be so animated?
Who's calling at this hour?
As if we don't know.
Better not be. Hello?
Oh, Doug, thank God I've reached you.
What's the story, Gran?
Oh, they come to take me. Don't let them take me.
Let me guess, you're being kidnapped?
In a manner of speaking.
Well, ask him to email me the ransom demand. I'll transfer the funds into their account in the morning and we'll call it a night, okay?
They don't want money. They want me for an experiment. They've landed on the lawn. I can see the lights flashing.
Sandra, ring the home.
Got it on speed dial.
I don't want to go up in the sky this time.
So you've been before?
Twice.
Funny you never mentioned it.
I didn't want to worry you, dear.
Why start now?
The William Rest Home. Sister Ruth speaking.
This is Sandra Jenkins. Would you mind checking on Alma? She's in a bit of a tiz.
Thanks for the alert. I'll see to her.
I went willingly the other times. In the interest of scientific research, both flights were perfectly enjoyable, but tonight's experiment, oh!
Calm down, Gran. Help is on its way.
Oh, please hurry. Oh, dear. Someone's at the door.
Alma? What's all this?
Oh, too late, Doug. If I don't survive, tell Sandra she can have my pearls. They're fake anyway.
May I? Mr. Jenkins?
24/7 care. That's what I'm paying the earth for?
Please accept our apologies for the disturbance.
Last week it was birds in the ceiling chirping their heads off.
We've replaced their battery in that smoke detector.
You need to restrict access to the phone.
Thank you for your constructive feedback. If our service has failed to meet your expectations, please don't hesitate.
Look. Some of us need our sleep. Good night.
Poor thing.
I'll be all right.
I meant your grandmother.
Just nature taking its course. All they have to do is make her comfortable. How hard is that?
Sorry, Ruth. Didn't mean to get you into trouble.
No problem.
I could thump myself for causing such a fuss. I don't know what came over me.
Panic attack.
Oh, thank God. I thought I was going senile.
Don't be so impatient. Wait until you're older.
Next, you'll be telling me it's past my bedtime.
Well, haven't you had enough excitement for the night?
No, not by any means.
No more qualms?
None whatsoever.
Right. Let's get your helmet on. The chopper's waiting.
Hovering at 1,200 feet.
Harness secure.
Clear for exit.
Ready, Alma?
As I'll ever be.
Off you go, then.
At your leisure, madam.
Want to push?
No. I can do this. Geronimo!
The grounds are extremely well-maintained.
Huh? Peacocks and topiary? Nice to see where my money's going.
Striving for a classy image, I'd say.
Amateurs. At the bank, we avoid ostentation.
Very wise, in the current climate of austerity.
If we can show restraint, why can't a rest home?
Maybe they don't have anything to be ashamed about.
They could at least supervise the inmates. Look at this old guy.
He seems harmless.
Morning.
Morning.
Lovely day.
Ideal for sun worshipping.
The golden orb is a fierce god, only appeased by libations of lotion. Two coats on the dangly bits.
So much for the classy image.
If this crowd wants to retain their license, they need to recognize inappropriateness and set some boundaries.
Honey, we're here for a visit, not an audit.
There's Gran. What is she doing down on her hands and knees?
Weeding.
So that's how they keep the place looking immaculate, shysters.
Doug! Sandra! What a wonderful surprise!
Hi, Alma. Mwah.
New pet?
Say hello to Basil.
Hello, boy.
Oh, boy.
He's a sulfur-crested cockatoo. Mm. He does impressions.
Clever bird.
Clever bird.
He's an awful show-off. His specialty is a lyrebird mimicking a macaw, imitating a hydraulic drill. But let's not encourage him.
Looks like you're keeping busy.
Always. An active body is an active mind.
Sometimes an active mind can be too active.
Basil disagrees. He's Australian.
How did the alien abduction go? I see they returned you in one piece.
Pardon?
The other night? Don't tell me you've forgotten already.
No, that was all a false alarm, actually.
Oh, it's a relief to see you looking so well.
All thanks to this glorious establishment. Staff absolutely wonderful. Do anything for you.
Far too indulgent, if you ask me. We just saw an old fart wandering around without a stitch on.
Oh, is today Saturday?
Of course it is. Are you losing track of time?
Apparently.
Gran? What are you doing?
Oh, you'll be thinking I have Alzheimer's.
Are you feeling overheated?
Not in the least.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, cover yourself up.
But it's Saturday.
Clothing optional.
Sister Ruth, you as well.
Oh, don't worry. It's not compulsory.
What are you running here? A nudist camp?
We believe in providing our clientele with a wide variety of experience.
Letting them prance around like animals? This place is a bloody zoo.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment.
Huh?
Have you seen the attention they lavish on Janie, the aging chimp?
Aging? She's not even 60, spring chicken. Quiet, Basil.
She thrives in her enriched environment. Which would you prefer, Mr. Jenkins? Exhilarating sensory stimulation or boredom and neglect?
Pack your bags, Gran, and include some clothes.
You can't tell me what to do. I'm over 21.
I'm stopping the payments. Do you imagine you can afford to live here on your pension?
Stay as long as you like, Alma. We'll waive the fee. You're our best guinea pig, if you'll excuse the expression.
I love being a guinea pig. Guinea pig, Basil? Cat got your tongue?
Meow.
Gran, I've tried to be tactful, but you leave me no option. The truth is, Janie the chimp isn't all there, and neither are you.
Doug!
Nonsense. I've never felt saner in my life.
Today, perhaps, but you must admit you have episodes.
Like Downton Abbey?
Compelling evidence of mental incapacity.
Mr. Jenkins, you appear to be under some misapprehension.
Flying saucers on the lawn? Little green scientists? Weird experiments? Yes, well, I'll grant you the weird experiments.
Is this about my bungee jump from the helicopter?
What?
No wonder you were terrified.
That was just last-minute nerves. I had the time of my life. The darkness just added to the thrill.
You did it in the middle of the night?
Less risk of collision with birds.
Basil?
Rubbish. You were doing it on the sly.
Much of our work is still in the experimental phase. We're not ready to go public yet.
Because you know you'd lose your license. Well, consider it lost.
Honey, no harm's been done.
By pure luck, a fragile little old lady isn't a yo-yo.
We only did what she asked.
And I'm eternally grateful, dear. After the hang gliding and the tandem skydive, I just needed an extra buzz.
Oh, for... Act like a teenager and you'll be treated like one. You're grounded, literally.
I was born to soar.
Sprout wings. As for you, Sister Ruthless, we'll see you in court.
Show some charity, hon.
Let's leave it to the legal system, shall we? Personally, I doubt if the average juror will approve of putting elderly lives in danger.
The fatality rate for nocturnal chopper jumps stands at zero.
If that pathetic statistic is your best defense, you don't have a prayer. Well,
perhaps they should call me as a witness.
Huh?
On oath, I'd have to reveal how your grandmother begged you to come to her rescue and you ignored her. Rolled over and fell asleep, snoring.
Achoo!
Not sneezing, Basil. Snoring.
That's hardly a fair account, Sandra.
What are your chances of getting that promotion if all this comes out? Aren't bank managers supposed to be keeping a low profile?
I'd love to sob on the stand. Can I testify too?
You can do anything your heart desires.
Except balancing an eel on the end of my nose. I've tried.
You can do anything physically possible. Isn't that right, sister?
A convert! The momentum's growing. Perhaps a widely publicized trial will be a godsend.
Listen, on reflection, I may have been a tad hasty. As long as health and safety measures are observed.
To the letter.
They're sticklers, Doug. When I asked to be shot out of a cannon, they refused point blank. Won't even consider it until we find an OSHA-approved net.
Oh, in that case, taking everything into account... Shut up, Basil.
That wasn't Basil. That was Anthony.
Anthony?
Our lion.
Always kept on a leash.
Well, sometimes.
Never mind. I'm flexible enough to turn a blind eye.
Thank you, dear. You should try high wire contortionism. Such fun.
Phew. After all that, I'm feeling rather hot. I think I'll...
Sandra, not you too?
Amazingly liberating!
What a glorious day! I'm over the moon! Now there's an idea! Basil!
This has been the Petaluma Radio Player's production of Contains Nudity by Rex McGregor. Featuring Shirley Bennett as Alma, Barton Smith as Doug, Dori O'Day as Sandra, Kendra Murray as Ruth, Tom Wilson as the Old Man, and Ben Kaplan as the helicopter pilot. Directed by Dori O'Day, Foley artist Thane Schnick, recording engineer Ralph Scott, post-production John Beale, produced by Ralph Scott and Kendra Murray, copyright 2018, The Petaluma Radio Players. We're on the web at PetalumaRadioPlayers.com. I'm your announcer, Cheryl Halling.
In today's performance of Contains Nudity, you heard Kendra Murray as Sister Ruth,
Shirley Bennett as Alma,
Tom Wilson as the Old Man,
Ben Kaplan as the helicopter pilot,
Dori O'Day as Sandra,
Barton Smith as Doug, with Foley and Basil.
Basil!
By
Thane William Alexander, James Van Schnick.
Yeah. All right, so we have some people up front.
Have any more?
I have no notes, just have fun.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not singling you out, but I'm singling you out.
Can I say something? I think we should change the title. In the Buff. Or Birthday Suit.
Pack your bags, Gran, and include some clothing.
The man in the photograph. A
an Ivory Pointer Mystery. A radio play by Stephen Lubliner. Oh, sorry. Just checking my stocks. You read the sign on the door. Ivory Pointer. That's me. Ivory, like the elephant's tusk. Beautiful. Graceful. Deadly. Pointer, like the dog. I find things. I'm a private investigator, a PI, here in P-Town. That's Petaluma, for all you Frisco swells. I keep an office on the boulevard, one flight up from the street. View of the Riverwalk out the back window and the clock tower out the front. That clock is never wrong. The same way a dead man is never wrong. I work alone. I solve the mysteries the other guys won't touch. The ones that maybe shouldn't be solved. The old, toothless, sleeping dogs that somebody wants to kick for kicks. Take this guy.
Thank you for seeing me, Miss Pointer. I've gone to every...
Fancy your dime, pal.
Of course. Please look at this photograph.
I see a cute kid, maybe 2 years old, in a playground swing, facing the camera. This your kid?
Look closer.
Photo's yellowed, not recent. Brick apartments in the background. This is a city scene. That's a Plymouth Valiant at the curb.
Exactly. The picture was taken in 1964 in New York. I am the boy in the swing.
I'll take your word for it.
Thank you. Now look to my right. What do you see?
A man, facing away from the camera. Early 30s, I'd guess, for the body type.
I have to find him.
That's not your old man?
My mother was no photographer, Miss Pointer.
Your old man took the picture. So, who's this guy?
You tell me.
A total stranger?
But is he? This photograph has hung on the wall of my parents' house since it was taken. For as long as I can remember, until I left home at 18. I had to look at this man. Every day I saw him. Since moving back to town after college, I've seen him at every Sunday dinner for over 30 years. My parents are gone now, Miss Pointer. The photo is mine. I'm sure you understand. I must find this man.
Did this man...
No, of course not.
Then you want to find him...
For obvious reasons.
Finding people for obvious reasons is my bread and butter, but check the markets, my friend. Bread and butter ain't cheap this week.
I understand. So we fly to New York tomorrow.
You want to go there?
I assumed you understood, Miss Pointer. When you want to find people for obvious reasons, you have to start at the very beginning.
Bread and butter, don't fly coach.
As you said, it's my dime.
Here we are. Nice looking playground.
I'm amazed it's still here.
It's on Google Earth.
Don't tell me such things.
Okay. So, what do you think of the neighborhood?
A lot has changed. Some things for the better, some not. Let's get started.
You really want to do it this way?
Yes, we must. We should at least try.
All right. Excuse me, ma'am. Have you seen this man?
Let me by, please.
Sorry. Sir, look at this picture. Have you seen this man?
No.
You didn't even look. You, sir, please, look at this picture. Have you seen this man?
Have I seen what man? This man? There's no face. What are you, a wise guy? How old's this picture anyway?
Smile, you're on candid camera.
Like fun I am. You should go before someone calls a cop.
Perhaps it would be better just to put up the poster?
Put up your poster. Put it up if you want. Then... we're doing things my way. The modern way.
That's a very big phone you've pulled out of your purse, Miss Pointer. I wouldn't call that modern.
It's not a phone. I don't know what it is or why it works. A client I helped gave it to me once. Said it would make my job easier. Most people would call it a time machine. It's really an image machine. I enter a range of times. Like 1964. I scan the photograph. Then it takes us to where it happened.
But we change history. I don't want my history changed, or his either. That's of the utmost importance.
We won't change history. We won't even really be there. We'll just see it.
Very well.
Hang on. Here we go. And here we are.
And there I am, in the swing. My father's pushing me. Strange. I had always assumed my mother pushed me that day while my father took pictures.
Your father never pushed you?
No. Wait, yes, he did. When I was older, I remember now, he definitely did. I had just forgotten that.
We forget a lot. Your father's taking the picture now. Look, there's the man. And where he's looking in the photo? I bet that's his family.
A pregnant wife? Two kids a few years older than me? Are you sure we're not changing things?
Positive. We have to see his face or none of this matters. There. There it is.
I see it. It's an ordinary face, quite ordinary. Exactly as I'd hoped.
Wait, quiet. She's calling his name.
Ernst.
She called him Ernst.
I doubt we'll get a last name.
They're packing up.
He's coming over to you.
He's patting me on my head.
It's okay, though. You're smiling.
Now he's shaking hands with my father.
They must have chatted.
Why not? It seems like a lovely day.
Now they're leaving. Now they're gone. We should go, too.
Please, a bit more. I'm swinging again. My father is pushing me. All right, let's go.
Back in my office, I got to work. I had Ernst's face from the image machine, and I scanned my client's photo. I set them next to each other with the caption, "Hello, Ernst. My client is the boy in the picture. He needs to speak with you." I added my phone number. Then, I blasted it everywhere you can blast things these days. I didn't have long to wait. Ivory Pointer.
Yes, Miss Pointer. Who are you and what do you want with my grandfather?
You saw one of our posts, huh?
Posts? I saw a poster on a telephone pole. Grandfather saw it too.
Son of a gun. So, he's alive. Ernst is still alive.
Lucky for you. He nearly dropped dead when he saw it. Is this some kind of sick joke? Are you suggesting...
No.
Then what's this about?
Honey, it's about a free trip to California to have a short conversation and then go sightseeing. Now, does the old man travel?
Yes, but...
Then stop wasting my time. We agreed to meet in a room at Hotel Petaluma. I like what they've done with the joint. My client was nervous. I thought he'd face ruts in the new floors.
What if they don't come?
They'll come. We scared them. They'll come. Who's there?
I spoke to you on the phone.
Is your grandfather with you?
I'm here.
You're Ernst?
Yes, I am.
This is the boy in the photo.
Hello, Ernst. You've changed.
And look at you. All grown up. Much closer to me than to this little boy in the picture. So, yeah, yes. We both changed.
Enough small talk. We're here. If there's something you want to say, say it. Then we can go to the police.
No, dear, no. We don't need the police. But really... This has been disturbing. You have me mixed up with somebody else.
You are the man in the photograph?
Yes, but...
Then I just have one question for you, Ernst. It's the only question that can possibly matter between us. I hope you answer it.
I'll try, but really this is a mistake. Don't you understand? It's a mistake. I don't...
Ask your question. You're killing him.
Fine. Here is my question. How you been?
What?
Excuse me?
Since I last saw you so many years ago, since this frozen chance moment in time. How you been?
How have I been? Well, to tell the truth...
I left them to it. My work was done. Did the boy in the photo learn what he needed? I think he already had. Small print disclaimer, never kick a sleeping dog. But if you nudge that sleeping dog, you might find it was lying on something you were looking for, even if you didn't know it. The dog might learn something, too. Those sound like obvious reasons to me. End of sermon. Well, nice night for a walk in town. There's the clock tower, all lit up. Gosh, it's beautiful. I wonder what time it is.
The Man in the Photograph, an Ivory Pointer Mystery, has been a presentation of the Petaluma Radio Players, featuring Ivory Pointer as portrayed by Amelia Beamer, the client, Ralph Scott, Ernst, the man in the photograph, Tom Wilson, the man's granddaughter, Margot Lubliner, New York pedestrian, Stephen Lubliner, other New York pedestrian, Linda J. The Man in the Photograph, an Ivory Pointer Mystery, was written by Stephen Lubliner. Recorded at KPCA-FM by Mark Hindman. Post-production, John Beal. Produced by Ralph Scott. Copyright 2016, The Petaluma Radio Players, all rights reserved. The Petaluma Radio Players. Like talking, on air. PetalumaRadioPlayers.com.
Thank you for tuning in. We hope you have enjoyed this presentation. Please join us on Sundays at 6 p.m. Pacific, www.kpca.fm. Cheers!
The Petaluma Radio Players.
Like talking on